Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18 reads, "How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." What a precious statement. What an encouragement to know that God is so thoughtful of his dear children. It startles the mind to realize that God thinks of us so much and so often, there can be no numbering the total of the thoughts he has toward us. It's even more assuring to know that God thinks of us with affectionate thoughts. It is as 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7 implores, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Oh, yes, believe it. Rejoice in it. He cares for you. His thoughts toward you are filled with affection. Now notice, the thoughts of God toward you are personal thoughts. Listen to the psalmist say, "How precious are your thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more than number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." Note the repetition of the pronouns me and I and you as the psalmist speaks. He recognizes the thoughts of God toward him are personal thoughts. It would be a wonderful thing for us to say that God is thoughtful of any person. Perhaps most of us could name some person of great religious zeal or exceptional ability, thinking that perhaps God would be thoughtful of that person. But it's almost too much to take in to realize that God has no favorites. He thinks of you and me just as much as he thinks of the famous or the gifted Christian we know. Earlier in Psalm 139, the writer writes of how God had known him before he was ever formed in the womb or before he was ever brought forth in birth. And then he mentions how God is mindful of him as he lives here in this world. He even remembers that God knows the words, deeds, and thoughts of him personally, and is true of you also. God knows every personal detail about every individual in the whole world. His thoughts are personal thoughts. Now take heart that you are not lost in the crowd. God knows you. He thinks of you in a specific and personal way. Again, the thoughts of God toward you are constant thoughts. The psalmist marvels at how many thoughts God has concerning each of us. "How great is the sum of them," he marvels. "If I should count them, they are more than number than the sand." Since God thinks of us constantly, day after day, moment by moment, his thoughts would be more than the grains of sand in all the shores of all the seas of the world. There are times when a man sleeps and his conscious thoughts cease, but it's not so with God. He never slumbers or sleeps. Man sleeps and then awakes, and he is amazed upon awaking that God has been awake all the time. God has been conscious of him. God has been thinking of him. And so the psalmist wrote, "When I awake, I'm still with you." Who can number the grains of sand in one square foot of one seashore? Why, no one can. But add to that all the grains of sand which make up all the seashores of all the earth. And then add to that all the grains of sand which make up all the continents of the earth. And then add to that all the grains of sand which make up the land that lies below the seas. And the number, the total, is far, far beyond human comprehension. And yet, that total is far less than the total of the thoughts of God concerning his dear people. Oh, amazing and encouraging, isn't it? Someone worded the little prayer, "Dear Lord, if I should forget thee, please do not forget me." Now what a comfort then to say, God will never forget. His thoughts toward his own people are unceasing. So not only are the thoughts of God toward us personal and constant, but the scripture says God's thoughts toward us are affectionate. Now, there might be a reason to fear if the thoughts of God toward us were not affectionate thoughts. If He were constantly thinking of our sins, planning our judgment, entertaining thoughts of our punishment, that'd be a horrifying thing. But not so. God's thoughts to us are affectionate, loving thoughts, which are full of mercy and grace. The thoughts of God are precious, the psalmist wrote. Now, the term precious means unique, of special value, priceless, and such are the thoughts of God toward His own dear children. It is interesting to note that the thoughts of God are related to the works of God in the Bible. What He thinks, He does. Therefore, the psalmist wrote in Psalm 40, verse 5, "Many, O Lord my God, are Thy wonderful works which Thou hast done, and Thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto Thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." And Psalm 92, 5 reads, "O Lord, how great are Thy works, and Thy thoughts are very deep." You see, what the Lord thinks, He does. So when He thinks of you, He works on behalf of your welfare. That's grace. But what does God think about when He thinks of you? The prophet Jeremiah replied in these words from God, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give an expected end. Then shall you call upon me. You shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord." Now, Jeremiah 29:11-14 there teaches us that God's thoughts toward you are thoughts of blessings and benefits that are brought by His grace. No wonder the Apostle Peter was directed by the Holy Spirit to counsel the Christians to cast the whole of your cares and your troubles on Him, for He cares for you watchfully and cares about you affectionately. Since the Lord thinks of us so personally, constantly, and affectionately, we should think often of Him. How He delights when His dear children think of Him and speak of Him. Malachi 3, verses 16 and 17 reads, "Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels." Oh, dear Christian, set your mind on the things of God. Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Let your thoughts magnify Him. Trust Him, love Him, delight yourself in Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Father, thank You for Your precious thoughts toward us. We can never comprehend their total number. Just the realization, however, that we are in Your thoughts encourages and strengthens us. So help us to keep You in our thoughts and to live in such a way as to bring glory to Your dear name. For Jesus' sake, amen.